Hey, welcome to The Interactive Journey. Come along with us as we share the stories of parents, children, and professionals navigating a challenging world of various diagnoses, life transitions, and being human.
So The Interactive Journey is on the road today. We are here at Hair. We do. It's so much more fun. We're here at Hair Hustler Studio in Marlton, New Jersey with the amazing Brian Lopez.
Our first repeat.
That's right. That's right. This is our second time interviewing Brian Lopez, but it certainly isn't the second time we've seen him since our last recording. Megan and I are his very good customers here. He does an amazing job on our hair. We are both paranoid right now that he's going to point out our grays and, you know, the coloring that we need. So,
but it lasts. So I haven't been here in a while and I'm due next week. So I think it still is awesome.
It does last. We're here with Brian, and he's going to talk to us about all of the amazing things he's been doing in the last couple of years since we last met. Hair Hustler Studio is, like we said, where we are. We're on location here. This is his studio. He is here. He is the owner, operator, CEO, president, all the things here of his own salon, and we couldn't be more excited for him.
Ladies, thank you, and welcome. Things are a little bit different for all of us right now in this scene.
True.
I definitely am excited to have you all here and share my concept with my whole design and idea, feeling, and motivation behind what's going on here.
You're right. It really isn't just a salon. There is a whole concept behind it.
Yeah, and I started out a little bit nervous in now having you guys here, and now that you're in the space, I kind of feel like now you're a part of it.
That's so right. Welcome,
and thank you for taking the opportunity out of your days to come and do this podcast. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that this is the second time, which seems as crazy as that is. A few years ago, I was in a much different spot, and this journey led me here, and now I can open the doors for not only my clients, but also the community of Cuts for a Cause, in which I've established over the past now 8 years. And it has really become a flourished environment. And I can't wait to share what I have plans on for the future.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What is Cuts for a Cause for those who may not know?
So for those of you that don't know and are either new to the area or new to just knowing who I am or what I'm about, I designed Cuts for a Cause about 8 years ago, and it was influenced by my mother. And I came into a school system in which there was a community that I had a good outreach with. And stemming from that, I gave a child a haircut, which kind of changed his life forever, which also changed mine. And it changed my outlook on not only that situation, but it changed my outlook on life. And it kind of designed more of a purpose of what I do and how I share my hairstyling and the techniques that I incorporate, not only with just what I'm doing, but with my connection to the individual.
So how do you feel like this space, this new space, if those of you have never been here, I will describe a little bit. There's two different rooms in this suite. And my favorite part is the disco ball right above Brian and Rachel right now, which is awesome. And there's all different spaces within here. So what was the concept behind it?
So the concept came pretty quickly. And as far as the planning behind it, it just kind of developed in my head through one idea. It was find a name and find a name quick. Mm-hmm. And with that, I reached out to now my social media manager and asked for a design and a logo, and I gave her some ideas of where I was going for. I love a disco ball. I love a good party, and I love a welcoming atmosphere. So I knew that with this concept, I would need to design a space that had not only that, but it also gave people a very welcoming feel. And because my clientele has developed so immensely over the past few years, and which I'm so grateful for, I needed to provide not one space but two. So I came up with Hair Hustler Studios, and from there I went with, well, what can I do? Can I make it Hair Hustler Lounge? Can I make it Hair Hustler? And I went down the list of things of how I was going to do it, and then I came up with the concept of Hair Hustler Lounge, and then the Rainbow Room. The Rainbow Room is where I developed my color and developed my ideas. It's bright. The chandelier says it all. I developed a few concepts, which will go down in the interview. But through it all, it definitely is a space that my clients now walk in and feel like they're at home.
That's awesome. And give a little shout out to your social media person.
Yes, my social media person who has become one of my great friends, Leslie Jesperson, who is also from the Jersey Shore, where I've come from. And Leslie and I have had a relationship for about 8 years now. And little did I know that our relationship would develop into the way it is now. And not only has she helped develop my brand, but she's also been such an amazing part of character, in which added to even more success and a lot of fun things to come.
That's awesome. So make sure you follow Brian.
Yeah, make sure you follow Leslie Jesperson at Marcelona Media. And if you need to get any of her contact information, it's on my website, and I'll be sure to include those details well today.
Yes, we'll put it in our show notes, so thank you.
Great, thank you.
Yes. So last time we talked to you, you were working for someone else, and now you're here.
Yes.
So tell us, like, what's the difference with having your own space now?
So the difference with having my own space now is, in the 10 years that I have grown in this business, I have grown from everyone that I've worked for. With that development, I have also really learned so much. And I've been able to take so many things from so many people. And whether they're colleagues, whether that they're my superiors, whether they're a family member, or whether they're just a client that I learned something from. All of that really has helped me to become as successful as I can be. In addition, I've picked up, since the last time we spoke, I'm about halfway through a degree in business and finance with the University of Phoenix. And I am also attributing a lot of future development with that.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, how exciting.
Last time I was laughing because the last time we were here, we were talking about, like, what do we call you? Like, the hair therapist? Or nope, now he's the hair hustler.
So I did, and Leslie and I had been talking more recently about, oh, well, what is it going to be? And I'm like, well, Brian Behind the Chair really stuck.
Yeah.
And I feel like now I am Brian Behind the Chair. And then Hair Hustler Studios came about, and, like, that's now Hair Hustler Studios.
Yeah.
So I do have a present that someone gave me. It's an ornament that says therapist. And so I've added that to my Instagram bio because I feel like a therapist definitely nails it. I can.
Yeah.
You can seek therapy, you can seek therapy, and you can seek fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it like when somebody comes in and gets in your chair? What can they expect?
So the expectations, I would say, are really, I want you to be as comfortable, and I want you to feel like you haven't experienced something like that in a very long time. Whether it's the communication that we have from a consultation, whether it's you are dealing with me as far as Megan, when I went recently did your niece's wedding, mm-hmm. and I was able to bring my team in. And just, I want anyone to feel like they can reach out to me at any time, and whether it's for Cuts for a Cause, whether it's for a family member that, you know, needs services at home, whether it's for a new client, it's just it's a great feeling overall.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you were so much fun, you and your team, at the wedding. We had a really good time. You meshed really well with the person who was also doing makeup. That was someone who was not necessarily associated with you, but you guys blended right in and made it all work. And we really enjoyed having you for that. I can tell you, when I'm here, you treat everyone as an individual. So some people I've noticed are very quiet, maybe a little more quiet and reserved. You still connect with them all the time, but you respect the fact that they may not want to be super chatty. And then somebody like maybe me who comes in who can't shut their mouth, and we might talk the whole entire time. You really adjust your approach from what I noticed, which is awesome.
So one of the things that I really wanted to focus on when I opened up here is that I wanted to have the capability of having a client either have their quiet time or jumping into an 80s club remix with me while I'm putting their touch-up on.
Yeah, so, like, Oh Madonna was the last time. That was so much fun the whole time. I'm, like, bopping along. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I really try and incorporate that with how the client is feeling or just the overall to create my mood some days because it is a lot different when you do work solely by yourself. Where it sounds like paradise, and 99.9% of the time it really is. What I have come to learn with opening with my salon suites, I really learned that this is also, you can walk down the hallway and you can socialize with another salon artist or a beauty artist, anyone that's, you know, in this industry, and it kind of helps keep you going as well.
Well, when you describe that, just because people don't know how this is set up in this building, what is this building like? Can you describe that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Brenda and Joe Allen are my landlords, and this is their now going on third location. They own in Glassboro, they own in Marlton, and also in Westmont, all in New Jersey locations. They've been involved in the business for quite some time and are excellent, excellent business owners. I can't thank them enough for allowing me the opportunity to do the build out the way that I did. I would compare this like I would to a beauty mall. The concept is to walk into a grand entrance with a nice security system developed mainly for, you know, the safety of both the client and as well as the stylist. And when you walk in, you have your choice to go either way, left or right, and you're able to find whether it's a hair need, a makeup need, a waxing need, a facial. We're now incorporating Botox. We're going to be getting some health and medical spas developed. I'm not sure as far as like exactly what the details are, but I know that New Jersey did expand on some licensing. So you'll be able to do a lot within this building. And it's cool because there's a lot of creativity, so you're able to not only experience what goes on in your suite, you see the creativity of other business owners and what they're doing, and even to reach out for more education, it's there.
Yeah, so then you're not alone, right?
Exactly.
You're all going through something similar, and with it just having opened, then you're also starting together, too, which is really pretty cool. Every time I come in, everyone's so nice. They're always really friendly, and, you know, who are you here to see? Oh, right down here. I think they've been wonderful, so it's great. Yeah, it's a really cool place. Where do you see yourself going in the next 3-5 years?
So I would say that it's more of a 5-year plan, being that I am in the mid part of my degree with business and finance. Ultimately, my goal with that program is to develop a nonprofit organization in which I'm able to share with the special needs community as well as other occupational therapy companies, other resource centers, counseling, to have an established building and concept where these individuals will be able to come to my facility and have the capacity of not only counseling, but walking through with trained professionals, in which I would institute a program on how to train other hairstylists to better adapt to these needs. So something like that would definitely be in my 5-year plan, and I plan to stick around the Marlton area for, this is my home. I'm actually moving closer to it, so that'll be exciting. And kind of just getting my feet into the ground. I would love to expand this more on a global setting.
So not national. You're going right for global.
I love global. Nice. Because obviously this is definitely, the special needs community needs to be global. Yeah. It is important, and why not reach for as far as you can go? Why stop?
Well, it's really funny. The other day, one of our almost adult clients saw a staff member who worked with him years ago and said, "No haircut, Nick." It was the first thing he said because they had a bad experience together. No fault of the staff members, but at a very young age with a haircut. Still, it was probably 10 years later, remembers that. So, like, if we can get to individuals earlier and help to support them through the haircutting process, so many of our clients have challenges with haircuts. I think that would make such a huge difference. So I think training other professionals and spreading it globally would be awesome. That's great.
Absolutely. And with the support and help of individuals like you guys, being able to come out and do this podcast, which I can't thank you enough for coming here and taking the time out of your day to come into my facility and see what I'm about. But it's with the resources that you would be part of that structure.
Yeah,
awesome. You know, Interactive Kids has been a huge, huge support and foundation for who I am and, you know, developing these podcasts. The first time I came here and sat with you guys, I was nervous and didn't know where to go.
Right.
And even in the beginning of today, it got took me a minute to get comfortable and to be able to, you know, really say what I want to say and express how I want to feel. So you guys, I want to bring you along along the way. So globally, we will all go.
I love it. My niece is in Berlin. We can go all stay with her. Start there.
Just bought new luggage.
Good. Perfect.
The last time we met, you talked about the importance of having a haircut and getting a haircut as it relates to, you know, dignity and feeling good. Can we talk about that again? Because I think it's really important to understand why it is so important to actually take the steps as a parent or a guardian, you know, to bring your child to somebody like you so that it is a positive experience.
That's a very great point that you bring up, Rachel. I definitely want to go into that. I feel that that is one of the most essential part and the really key tool here of what I'm trying to do. On the back end, I'm sure that you can see that as well. So for a haircut, for an individual that's not faced with these special needs, it may seem like something that you just add to your daily, monthly, or bi-monthly, however it fits into your scheduling.
Or every 6 months, some of us.
Some of us. And thankfully for my booking system with Gloss Genius, that shoots that out of the way for you.
Very helpful.
Make sure that it stays on that reminder.
Make sure it's not 9 months instead of six.
So while I'll keep on Rachel, I'll stay on topic and say that a haircut is even more important for the individuals that I have seen over the past 10 years. These individuals, while facing such a challenge, the reward for that after feeling is so incredible. And it's one that I've seen on so many different levels. Worked with these children, some adults, for years. Some have made huge developments, and some I haven't. And while it's challenging, it's still important. And it's necessary for the parent or the guardian or whoever's in charge of these individuals' specific needs as to a haircut or taking a trip to the dentist. The most important part is to understand that it is a need as well. And that developing a schedule, like Rachel, not staying on it. Developing a schedule, and I say to all parents and all guardians and any individual, again, that's in this situation, repetition is key. And regardless if they look like they wanted or needed a haircut the next month or when they're due, the repetition behind it gives familiarity, and it brings back, you know, that comfort that I have with my environment, either whether it's a disco ball, whether it's, I have a good friend of mine, Fran Newman. She's occupational therapist down the Jersey Shore, retired, and she just made me some gidgets and things like fidgets for kids to be occupied with, but just things like that. Don't be alarmed if you're scared to bring your child in, or if you feel like they're going to lash out, or if you feel like I'm going to judge you, because this is the last place that you're going to get judged. It's an open door policy here, and I've made that very clear and inclusive to everyone. However, just keep in mind that it is important, and you will feel better about it. They will feel better about it, and all in all, it's a win-win. So I hope that covers, you know, where we're at.
Absolutely. What are some tips or advice that you have for parents in preparing for their child to come see you for their haircut?
I would say that first and foremost, do not overthink. When you overthink, it's going to put pressure on you as well as it's going to put pressure on the child. So for many cases, I've learned that it's not going to be the first time, and it might not be the second time. However, the first time with the experience, it develops something and a memory. And that can we can piggyback off of that memory, and the next one could be less challenging. So don't have the expectation that you're going to get this world-class haircut today. Mm-hmm. Like, it might happen in 2 or 3 times, but I started this, and now we have something to follow. So that would be, like, step one. And overcoming fear is definitely, I've learned this now in the business course that I'm taking, overcoming fear with just acknowledging that this needs to be done and staying on track. And I'm here with open arms. I'm not going to judge you, and there's no one here that would judge you. So know that I've seen any and all reactions at this point, and I'm sure that I'm going to see more. But
well, tell us a little bit about a challenging situation that you've seen with a client, because I know we've sat there and talked for a little bit, and you've told me about some of them, and I think that's really valuable, because parents, not all parents, but many parents, I'm a parent, and my kids are pretty decent with haircuts, although they don't never want to get them, but they are pretty decent when they're here. And I even have felt that when they're younger, if they're too squirmy, or if they, you know, if they move and then there's a clip that maybe you wouldn't necessarily have wanted. I mean, I don't really care as long as it's cut personally. But when I feel very self-conscious, so I think of parents, they must have a really hard time. So can you describe something maybe that you've seen?
Yes. And without going into, you know, too much detail and keeping clients' confidence, mm-hmm. and like we do share a lot of different stories because we need to be able to relate to each other as professionals to what can I do in this situation maybe that you can make.
Yes, and you always respect experience. Confidentiality. Like
absolutely.
Brian would never say so-and-so is in here or give me descriptions that would ever
right.
violate that.
And like I said, going globally, one of the reasons why I would choose to bring someone like Interactive Kids, Megan, Rachel, Logan along the journey is because I do feel that comfort in asking you for that advice or being able to relate and really capitalize off of what we're trying to accomplish. So I thank you for having that, being that resource for me, because again, we don't know all the answers. But to recap on as far as what I have dealt with, I've dealt with a lot. I've dealt with a child that I've been working with for years. And for about the first 3 years, we probably were just spinning our wheels and not mm-hmm. getting really anywhere. Mm-hmm. And to fast forward, we're now doing that on regular time with the whole family. We have had great developments, and it was rough. Tears, fighting, crying on the parents, crying for me because, you know, all this is great, but I have feelings too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, although there are scissors in my hand, those scissors aren't just, you know, scissors, they speak a story, and what I do and how I'm able to change people's lives and positively make that impact, it and negatively as well. If I come into a situation where a child is extremely upset, and that hurts my heart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a catch 22. Yeah.
But it's great to hear that, because you're not afraid of the clients that may come to you. You know, you meet them where they are, it really sounds like, and then build from there, which is exactly what they need.
Yeah.
Do you ever work with adults?
I do. I recently think that because of the age range and because these resources haven't always been available, I know that things from when I was even a child, I don't know that these resources were available. I know that, you know, I probably could have been maybe guided a little differently as far as like my learning capabilities and what I, you know, my triggers were and learning that I had. So I think that with experience now and with people hearing more about me and what I'm about and just the interaction overall and the credibility, mm-hmm. I think credibility is a huge, huge factor that now draws in an older age range. I wouldn't say that I have too much experience with adults yet, but I'm not opposed to it. I think that it was a great start for me to start where I did, and everything has a purpose and everything has a meaning. So obviously I got planted the seed somewhere. And I think that I can have a better approach now if I was to take on an adult, because it is more of a length of time situation. So I think that.
And how long did it take us to get here today? Because we have our Marlton offices, our Elmwood, we call it our Elmwood office because it's right up the street, like 5 minutes, not even 4 minutes. It was just minutes to get here.
Yeah.
So just let you know, you're always welcome to come over there too. Because sometimes the space, I always think of the glass in here. There's a little, you know, because you're in a salon, there's a little bit of glass. So you're always welcome to use our space too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, it is awesome though. I do, with the repetition thing, I think that I was kind of nervous because of the glass and some of these children are relating it kind of to, like, you know, they don't really know what's going on because there are other beauty things. But the quiet comfort, I am now probably on about my, I think, 50th appointment for Cuts for a Cause since I've been kicking in here.
Actually, oh my gosh,
wait, 50th since you've been here?
Yes.
You haven't even been here that long.
Well, surprisingly, I'm actually almost about to hit my 500th appointment being open. Wow. So that's a big, big accomplishment. And as much as I put into it, I'm able to now give back to what I put in and get back. You know, this having the opportunity to meet with you ladies this morning is just the beginning of where I see things going here.
And who does Cuts for a Cause give back to?
So Cuts for a Cause gives back to the ARC of Atlantic County, and I deal specifically with Mary Moyer. I have known Mary since I was just a toddler, and it was nice to present Mary at the end of December with a $500 check on behalf of Cuts for a Cause and Hair Hustler Studios for my opening and to my contributions and what I've been doing over the recent months. And I look forward to making that number grow significantly.
That's incredible. That really is. How you manage to see that many people in the time that you've been in this specific space, I don't even know how you did it. Because you are definitely a hustler. It was well named.
Thanks. With your support, with the community, with my clientele, specifically to huge thanks to the people that made this happen. And
your mom.
My mother, I'm definitely not going to forget. She helped pilot this program for Cuts for a Cause, giving me that push to go in and do something that we had no idea that we were going to do. And now cancer-free for 3 years. And that was a tough ride, but we're here and we are better than ever. I have nothing but great things to share with you guys, and thank you, Mom, for just being you know, all the things.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Is there anything else that you would want to share with us that maybe we haven't talked about thus far?
As far as being welcome into Hair Hustler Studios, you can find me at My Salon Suite in Marlton, New Jersey. We're located in the same plaza as the Chicken or the Egg. You can find me on Instagram at Hair Hustler Studios or at Brian Behind the Chair. Leslie Jesperson, shout out, as my social media manager with Marcelona Media, and to Interactive Kids. Thank you so much, Megan, Rachel, and Logan, for taking the time today to sit down and get another Cuts for a Cause podcast rolling.
We will always do that. And I also have to say, although I'm not brave enough, Brian does amazing colors. If you ever follow him, some of the color that he does, like the more funky colors, are absolutely amazing. My husband loves to look at them because he wishes I would be brave enough to do like a green hair or something. I never am that brave.
Well, St. Patrick's Day is coming
there
up.
There you go.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm learning to that I can really push my limits here. Mm-hmm. And I can really do some really cool art. I'm getting ready to do some fun blue this weekend, mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. And yes, I do all color. I am inclusive to everyone. My doors are open, and I hope to see all of you at some point and have a wonderful rest of your Friday.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
It's my turn.
I know, but I was excited.
You know, typically, you're like, it's Logan's
Brian's
turn.
Brian's doing all this thanking. I need to.
I know.
I need to thank too. So let's hear your 10.
All right. Rapid fire questions part 2.
He's so excited.
I know. They're all different from the last time. Not that I think we would remember kind of what they were, but what is something on your bucket list?
On my bucket list, I want to go back to Italy with my whole family.
That's a good one. What word do you get told you pronounce wrong?
Trash can.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That is wrong. Yes.
It is wrong.
It's a little South Jersey.
I don't think, what did you say?
Trash can.
But you said it differently.
Trash
than
can.
Trash can.
It's a trash can.
Trash.
Yes.
It's a trash can?
That's trash.
Now I'm going to start saying it like you.
Home, it's a trash. Phone. You know, it's like home and phone.
Yeah, like the.
Let's Philly.
Yeah, it's wrong, Philly, but it's Jersey. It makes sense. What's your hidden talent? Hidden.
I can hang non-stick wallpaper and do backsplash.
Really?
Who knew she was crafty like that?
Wow, that's impressive.
What is the worst present you've ever received?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, be careful, really, I don't get in trouble.
Really, you don't have to tell us who gave it to you, but...
They'll know.
I love the extra, extra large sweatshirts that I probably would never wear, but... Worst present.
You probably drown in an extra.
Oh, they're in well, style.
It's definitely a good, like, bedtime, like, relaxing. But best present is probably a gift certificate to a movie theater that I've never heard of, and I don't even like the movies.
Right, like, yeah, thanks like, for thinking of me.
Let me just go to Target and get them this gift certificate. I have no idea where that theater is. Cool, it's like 5 hours from their house. Okay, I'll be right there.
What would the name be of your reality TV show?
You gotta stay tuned for that one. Those details.
This is a coming soon then.
This is definitely a coming soon thing, and I think Leslie would be a little disappointed if I gave any details.
Coming soon to a TV near you. All right.
We're tuning in.
Do you have a pet?
No.
Okay.
Plants. I'm a plant.
If your plants could talk, what would they say about you?
Oh, honey, they would say I'm busy.
I'm looking at about 8 of them right now.
they would say they love their plant daddy.
Oh, I love it. All right. What is not a big deal to most people, but like torture to you?
If I see streaks on my floor in the salon, the steamer comes right out.
Yeah. I appreciate that. When the toilet paper runs out, what do you do?
It doesn't run out.
You have extras there,
stopped,
ready
honey.
To go.
It's like I'm replacing it before it's gone.
Brian
and it's
prepared.
Put on the right way.
Uh-huh. And which what is?
Right.
Which is?
Over?
Over.
Yeah. Where it hangs over. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, and what is your life motto?
What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Yep. It's tattooed right on the center of my chest.
Yep. And that's true because the last time we asked him this question, it was the same answer. So, holds true. Yep. Oh. Awesome. This is great. Did you know that? Awesome. Did you know that it was the same answer?
I did not.
Yeah. No, I remember you saying it last time.
But it's, I don't not expect it because it, like,
it
is the first thing that pops into my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This is awesome. I love getting to catch up with you and seeing all the fun things you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Looking for more? Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app and Instagram at The Interactive Journey.
Questions, comments, or want to be a guest on our show? We'd love to hear from you. You can message us at podcast@interactivekids.com or on Instagram @TheInteractiveJourney.